Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody!
What's up?
Yeah, that's right. You're watching the best show on TV that dishes you all the juicy celebrity and entertainment news. All right, let's get this party started on a Tuesday night. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll take it.
I get my days confused. I'm sorry. Anyway, y'all, moving on. Our boo Portia is still out. Mm-hmm. And so are Heidi and Frank. But we have Real Housewives of Atlanta star Eva the Diva Marcel, darling, sitting in with us. Right?
Right, hi, right, Eva. Right. Hey, Bretta.
Hey, 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 hey. All right, later on, Snapchat has Miley Cyrus out here looking like a man, y'all. And Andrew Freund sits down with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler to talk about their new film, Wine Country. But first, let's get ready to throw some shade, darling. Headcrack, what you got going on?
Well, Felicity Huffman is about to be singing the Varsity Blues. Now, the former Desperate Housewife actress was reportedly looking real desperate yesterday in the court of law as she weepingly pled guilty to her involvement in the high-profile college admissions cheating scandal called Operation Varsity Blues. Now, there was a possibility that Felicity could have been sentenced up to 20 years in prison. However, she copped a plea, and prosecutors recommended that she only serve 4 months.
That's a big, big drop. They probably weren't going to give her 20 years because that's probably the max that she was going to get for this crime. They probably would have gave her, you know, way less than that, but because she copped the plea, she got the 4 months.
Because she's
but to
white.
Her, that's going to be like four months. Is she's, oh my God.
She's going to come out chiseled.
When they have like full on Instagram posts now of women that have gone to jail for like 13 years for using their sister's address
really?
To get their kids in school so they can go to a better school. So for the women that I know that are in jail for like 13 years for something way lesser than this, and she gets 4 months, oh, to be white.
Yo, but here's the thing. It's all bad. Like, the girl who, like, you know, got locked up for sending a kid to the wrong school, the teachers, they got arrested in that cheating scandal in Atlanta years ago, and even this is ridiculous. At the end of the day, you're going to go above and beyond the call of duty for your kids.
Right.
And they got popped for it. Wouldn't you do the same thing for your kids if you had the opportunity or the possibility to do something? Whether it's sending them to a better school that's out of your district, whether it's your teacher, be like, you know what? These kids going to fail this test, but if we change some things around, we can maybe change the outcome of their future.
No, you're not supposed to cheat.
Like,
you're supposed
to teach the child.
You're supposed to work extra jobs, crack, and sacrifice the things that I'm over here in a white ribbed T-shirt. I could be dripping in Gucci, but instead, my kid is going to a private school, and I'm over here in a T-shirt.
Look at me. I'm wearing an old, old, dirty bastard shirt. Like, I'm making mad sacrifices.
What you say? This shirt from 1997.
And it's hers.
Okay. All right, y'all. This is a prime example of why women should keep their friends and own life when married. Oh, Lord, here we go. Uh-oh. Actor Jesse Williams' ex-wife, Erin Drake. Ooh, Erin Drake Lee, honey. She is out speaking about her split from the Grey's Anatomy actor and how Hollywood affected their marriage, all while promoting her new podcast called Babies Are Trash. Oh. And excuse me? Babies are trash.
That's what it said.
Did anybody have a problem with that?
No, I just said, ooh.
Anyway, y'all, in an exclusive interview with People magazine, Erin explained how everyone who was their friend left her side to go with Jesse during the divorce. She said, I was in a place where I needed the support that was going to help to ground me. Most everybody I had spent the 8 years here in L.A. with all went with him. I mean, is this surprising to y'all?
No, because that's what people do, honey.
She didn't get the memo. Those wasn't her friends.
Yeah. You just go gonna hang out with all his friends and just try to blend in with his friends. Why don't you bring some of your friends around him so when something does go bad, you have your support and your backbone people too.
And if your friends was there, they would have told you a long time ago, child, there's something going on. But because your friends weren't there and there were only his friends that were there,
they're gonna ride with him.
Exactly.
And the friends she's probably missing are like the fun Hollywood ones, like your dudes in the business. Of course them friends gonna go with him.
In a relationship, you know which one of your husband's friends are only there because you guys are married. Like, you know what those friends are, and I try not to do too much with those friends because I know that if this doesn't work out, they're not gonna be there.
So if y'all split up, name three friends right now you know are gone.
Such and such's wife, such and such's wife, and the other one's wife.
All right, well, this is kind of cool. Now, the popular 90s series Beverly Hills 90210 is being rebooted, and the first trailer has been released, and all the stars of the original show and the title theme came out pretty dope with a nice little remix to it. Check it out. Tori Spelling has not aged a day. No.
Tori Spelling looks like a white Wendy Williams.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Tori Spelling, I guess she was the first one to jump on that baby, honey, because she ain't had no money.
Gary, we talking about the 90210 reboot and how, you know.
I'm talking about Miss Spelling on that show.
Leave her coins and get out of her pockets. Anybody in your pockets?
How good is it to see them all back together?
I'm going
to
really watch this show, because it's on Fox, so I'm going to definitely watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch as many episodes as I watched the original.
None. I know what that means.
Oh, I was a 90210-er for
no,
sure.
I knew like one of those dudes rapped a little and was like in the like the high school radio DJ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, I saw that part.
That is what you would remember, Headcracker.
Yeah, because he was like the cool one.
I like Tori.
Because she was grand.
She was grand.
It's funny, you caught the rapper's attention and you caught the drag queen.
Meanwhile, I like Shannon Doherty.
I like her too because yeah, she's like
she
attitude.
She looks good.
And Shannon Doherty always looked like she was trying to read the last line on the eye exam.
Yeah, they got her doing that because she gonna keep it. Well, y'all, since we're talking about celebs from the 90s, do y'all remember Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Oh, yes. Yes!
Lord, remember how he was so nice and seemed so friendly?
Bill.
Well, y'all, he ruined everyone's millennials' childhood memories of him, honey. He appeared on the John Oliver Show recently to discuss the severity of climate change, and y'all, he kind of lost it. Take a look.
By the end of this century, if emissions keep rising, the average temperature on Earth could go up another 4 to 8 degrees. What I'm saying is the planet's on fire. There are a lot of things we could do to put it out. Are any of them free? No, of course not. Nothing's free, you idiots. Grow the up. You're not children anymore. I didn't mind explaining photosynthesis to you when you were 12, but you're adults now, and this is an actual crisis. Got it?
I think we've all broken Bill Nye.
I am so here for this.
Come through, Bill. Honey, Bill Nye's like the parent tried to be nice to you to try to tell you something, but you ain't take him seriously. So now you got to get cussed out for him to make his point, okay?
Yes.
For you to really understand, mother.
Oh, okay. I want to see him do a whole new show like Bill Nye the Violence Guy.
My God.
He'll show how like different weapons affect the human body when they're struck with it and
he
stuff
should.
Like that. Like,
oh, he should talk about just like that.
No, what I appreciate is that he knew who he was talking to. Now, these young kids of today, they didn't grow up with Bill Nye the Science Guy the way we did.
Right.
And honestly, Bill Nye did teach us photosynthesis. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we as adults and the president doesn't think that climate change is a real thing is crazy.
But he didn't have the courage, so he could have said a little bit more.
Oh, whatever. Everybody's so sensitive. I'm glad he cursed and expressed himself. Yeah. Get out of here with
you
that.
You just not here for him because he's not sexy. If it was a sexy man, you'd be all the
you
way.
You already
very
know.
Sexy, but I mean, that I don't curse like that, so
you too.
Yes.
No, you, I don't.
Let me move because lightning about to strike.
Strike you.
I used to think Brad's name.
Okay. I was a motherfucker. Every other day.
Oh, coming up, baby. Mother Snapchat.
Gary.
He'll tell you all about it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up? It's your man, Hey Crack, and I want to talk to you about a cool service I'm using called Stamps.com. Stamps.com is one of the most popular time-saving tools for small businesses, and here's why. Stamps.com eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money while doing so. I use Stamps.com, and I delight in the fact that I can access all the wonderful service of the post office right from my own computer. I can print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter or package without ever leaving my personal desk. But that's not even the best part. With Stamps.com, I'm able to keep more money in my pocket because I get 5 cents off of every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. And now you can get all the goodies Stamps.com has to offer. Right now, Stamps.com is offering our viewers a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and digital scale without any long-term commitment. So just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dish. That's Stamps.com. Enter Dish. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, y'all, the Snapchat filter is becoming very popular, and it's good at showing what you could look like as the opposite sex. For instance, it shows women with a square jawline and facial hair to look like men, and men with finer features and long hair, darling, to look like women. Even celebrities like Miley Cyrus joined in on the fun. She tweeted her Snapchat gender swap photo and wrote, why does Snapchat turn me into Joe Jonas? It's our brows.
So what do y'all think? Do y'all think she look like Joe Jonas?
Yep.
She's giving me Barry Beaver.
Yeah, she giving me Justin Bieber.
She giving me Beaver. Yeah.
Do you realize how heavy the catfish game is about to be in these streets now that people can, like, swap
this
and
is
do
true.
Like,
oh,
but,
no.
But they've been doing it before catfish. And, you know, these girls, honey, have been sending drag faces on a long time.
That's so, true, but it's know. The picture now that you can just fix and give the full illusion.
Well,
and transform your whole self without even having to do anything to your body, darling, before you meet.
Yeah, it's kind of like almost like, you know how, like, when you go to a doctor's office, be like, hey, this will look like after surgery. And, like, you know, now you do it on Snapchat.
You got to do something before your body, honey. I'm asking for pictures, girl. Go down. Let me see you.
You're so nasty. I don't know why everything always ends in you wanting to see the love below.
Yeah, I sure do, honey.
Not the love below.
You
want the love on top.
Okay, y'all, so we decided to join in on all the fun as well, and we'll see what we look like with this new Snapchat filter. Oh, my God, let's take a look.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Oh! Wow. Oh, my God. Y'all got me out here looking like Adam Lambert.
She looks soft but dangerous.
Soft and dangerous at the same time.
Yeah.
His brows is ferocious, though. It's like
she got two
double
ones.
He snatched.
Looking like Gabrielle Union.
Yes. That's Gabrielle.
Whoa. Oh.
Hey, Ava.
She's like, what I know.
That's Evo, honey.
That's Aquaman.
Oh, right now.
It didn't change much.
That looked like you.
That's me, exactly.
The hood deacon show pictures.
Your hair is it, though. You need to go get some of them to the housewives.
That's Gary. Oh. That's Oprah Gale and Tasha Smith.
Okay. All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Looking for a cool camera that also flies high in the sky? Well, look no more. This Wi-Fi foldable drone camera has it all. It features 6-axis gyroscope flight stabilization systems. It has a 2-speed setting, 1-key auto landing, and altitude hold mode, auto return, and headless mode. And you know what else is dope? It has a built-in HD 480p camera with Wi-Fi to live stream videos and photos with free app from the App Store or Google Play.
Oh, my God, this is so cool, Craig. Does it have any other features?
Oh, it sure does. This cool drone camera will support your Android 4.3 or later, iOS V6 or higher, and get this. It has flight speed of up to 43 miles per hour, so you can record up to 7 minutes of distance of up to 114 feet, and it has a rechargeable lithium-poly battery with overcharge protection, a USB adapter, 2.4 gigahertz remote control, and an extra set of blades included, you know, just in case something happens.
I love this. How much it costs?
Well, usually the Polaroid Wi-Fi camera drone will cost you $140.
Oh.
But for our Dish Nation viewers, get this. It's just $49.
Oh, that's a good deal.
It's out of this world. Just go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you. All right, up next, the hilarious Amy Poehler directed a new Netflix movie called Wine Country. So, of course, we sent our very own Andrew Freund out to Wine Country to dish with Amy, Maya Rudolph, Tina Fey, and all the stars of the film. Come right back to check that out. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here in the heart of Wine Country, getting ready to talk to Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, and the cast of Wine Country.
It's an amazing day in Wine Country.
When was the last time we were all together?
I just want this to feel like a regular vacation. And somewhere in there, I'll just slide into 50.
To Rebecca!
Age is just a number.
What would you say your soul's age is?
18. Old enough to drink and bone. Don't have my own car yet. But I have a bike.
All right, ladies, I'm just going to preface this by saying I've had some wine before we've done this interview.
Excellent.
Well, we haven't, and we're tight.
Okay. Do you need wine?
No.
Okay, all right. I guess my first question I want to know is, if you guys were going to have a winery, what would you call that winery?
Well, you want to do a pun, but maybe that's just for boats. You know what I mean? Maybe
boats were women's names.
I went Grape dirty. Expectations.
Grape.
Okay. Oh, Grape Expectations. I like that.
I mean, that's really on the head.
Yeah.
Okay. Lauren would say that was first thought.
Gravitas.
Okay.
I would call it Gravitas.
All right. I would go with the Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, there you go. That. That's
you
very
are well
good.
Read.
Okay. Look at me, well read.
I would also call mine Regrets with a Z.
Okay. There you go.
I thought that was your stripper club.
Celebrating with a girls' weekend, huh? Just remember, guys, whatever gets said, it's probably what the person has always felt, and the alcohol just let it out.
What are your hangover cures?
We just learned an actual product that's actually kind of great that Anna turned us on to.
Yeah.
Called Cheers.
Okay.
It's a pill.
I don't know what's in it. I'll never ask.
It's a pill. It's a pack with a pill and an enema in it.
When I was younger, I used to go to Pizzeria Uno. And get an individual pizza, also with a side of ranch dressing on the side, and I would dip my pizza in the ranch. And back then, there were these things called magazines.
Yes.
And I would buy a bunch of magazines and sit at Pizzeria Uno and, you know, just...
go there.
I would go there. Well, because part of the hangover cure is you have to get out of the house.
Yeah, that's
Tina, who's the lightweight of the group?
Probably me. Yeah. Me, actually.
Say that too.
Yeah.
But you've kind of like built up your...
I'm really working on
you're
it.
Developing your, you're developing your muscle.
I Thank really God. Am.
You really have been devoting your time.
We appreciate
to building
it.
Building up.
It's a 10,000 hours game.
It
and
really
several
is.
Of us
it
are
really
9,000 ahead of you. Yeah.
Any celebrity in the celebrity kingdom, who would you like to get a little tipsy with?
Well, I would say Fran McDormand, Frances McDormand.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she's welcome to all of our wineries and getting drunk with.
Oprah.
What's your
Oprah's
ideal good. Drunk day with Oprah like? Tell me, what would you play?
It would be a place like this. These guys would be there. Well, Gail King would be there, of course.
Yeah,
Sam I think
Harris.
We'd start with a hike.
Yeah, a good
mud
hike.
Mud baths, I don't
and,
know.
Yeah.
Mud baths and wine.
What are you and Oprah drinking? Let's
whatever Oprah wants.
There's
going to
be a sharp truffle cheese on the side.
I think we'd start with a white.
I think Prosecco or like a sparkly white.
Yeah.
Right?
How about this? Who's paying?
Oprah.
Well, Oprah's paying.
She's rich.
Or Netflix could pay.
This one's good. What's it called again?
White wine.
Freaking love it.
Well, that's a wrap here from Napa. Be sure to check out Wine Country when it hits Netflix. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break. See ya.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey.
Oh, man. Now, finding out your spouse is cheating on you is hurtful enough, but to find out that it's with your own relative?
Well,
one Australian woman can tell you all about it. And during a group therapy segment on the Kyle and Jackie O Show, the woman revealed she discovered her husband of 6 years had cheated on her with her own mother.
Oh, not her mama.
She confronted the mom first, and she wouldn't confirm or deny it. But she got her confirmation. Listen to this.
How do you know that it's happened?
My family confirmed it.
Wow. How did your family know it had happened?
I don't know. It's they, because my mom was telling them about it, but she told them that it was all him.
But have you ever heard the saying, she get it from my mama? Well, it's good he was with her, the mama, so he could see what he was getting from the daughter.
That is disgusting,
the apple
Gary.
Fall from the tree.
Well, he need to go to another tree and pick for a different batch of apples.
But a family member is the one that knew about it and
Hello.
Didn't even say nothing?
If you don't get along with your mother-in-law, honey, it ain't gonna be a happy thing, honey.
You getting along with her and getting in bed with her are two very different
things.
Getting
along and getting along.
That's
and when
very
you
different.
Got a hot mama, it's a lot of dudes that be like,
right, yeah.
She a nice MILF. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.